Hey everyone, thanks for being here. I'm Iskander from BAC at Ethereum Foundation. I'd like to make a presentation today about CryptKeeper, one of our projects. It's still in progress, not published yet, but we're working on this. Okay, it's not working. CryptKeeper, what is a CryptKeeper? So CryptKeeper is a browser extension plugin that enables users to have a management for their zero-knowledge identity and an ability to have like generation proofs for semaphore and RLN. And for those who doesn't know like what semaphore and RLN are, like there are separate presentations for them. And like simply, semaphore is like a layer in Ethereum that allows users to join like anonymously in a groups for having votes. And RLN is like is a protocol, zero knowledge protocol for limiting like the spammers in a group. Cool, so what are the components built in this? Like those are four projects from our team, ZK Git library and Interrep. I'm gonna go into Interrep like later, and RLN and semaphore. So we only now supporting Chromium based browsers, these browsers. Cool. We're working still on like, and for future releases, we're working on having like a mobile version later. So now it's time to see this in action, live demo. So the first use case I'm gonna have today is showing CryptKeeper in an anonymous social network, which is Zkeller. And Zkeller is an anonymous social network. There is a presentation, maybe the next one after this, about Zkeller in details. So. And the second use case is using CryptKeeper to prove or generate proofs from semaphore and RLN. Lastly, just going through the Agile project management board, all is open source. For those who are like interested in contributions or participating, they can start from there. Cool, so let me jump into the videos. The internet is so bad, so. Okay, so first off, it's gonna start with like the first setup is just creating a password for your extension. It's not a wallet yet, so just an identity extension. So I'll create a password. Then, in order to create an identity, I need first to have like a public address connection to my wallet in order to make like signing, in order to have like signatures way. So I'm gonna first connect with my MetaMask. Then it will be connected. Like this is like the signing signature. Okay, I think the video is skipping some parts. Yeah. Okay. The video is. After connecting to the MetaMask, it's connected and got the public address. In future releases, we're planning to have like more support to other wallets. It reads the balance, and then I was able to create like zero knowledge identity by connecting to Interrep, but this is not a completed process yet. In order to make it complete, we're working on like making all completed in the same extension. But for now, we're going to connect to Zkeller for make this process completed, and then I can use my identity in anonymous network. So, as you can see, now I'm connected. I'm in Zkeller, and I added a user. Like coming back, a user by connecting to CryptKeeper. So it reads the identity commitment, and it's gonna connect to Interrep for generating a proof of reputation. This is what Interrep does. And the proof of reputation is by going back to Twitter account, and it will like generate some credentials about your identity, and then generate like a proof for your identity, kind of reputation for you. So I'll jump to the next one. Okay. All right. Okay. So here I have already, stop please. So here I have already connected to my Twitter and it generates my reputation, my username, and my reputation is like server, a server reputation. So now I can join the group and I can anonymously, let me jump to the third video. So now like I'm ready to like use my new identity using connected to CryptKeeper, which like connected to my reputation proof. And then I'm gonna be able to like participate in this network, anonymous network, to write my tweet, holla DEFCON. And as you can see, like I'm a user with 2K plus followers, which like kind of proving I'm a person. I'm not a spammer, I have reputation, so you can have a trusting for reading my tweets. Yeah, so that was like the first use case I want to show. The second use case is we have like a small dummy testing website that just connects to Semaphore and RN for like make this showcase for proof generation. So I'm gonna go connect to it. So I'm gonna first like showcase how to generate Semaphore proof. So yeah, the output is presenting here, but the video is kind of, yeah. So now I'm gonna create like the proof from Semaphore using my wallet. Yeah, so for those who like know the details here, that's familiar to them, like the public signatures, those are like the proof, generated proof from Semaphore. And the same goes for RLN. And should be presented down here, I think. Yep. Cool. And at the down here is the identity commitment. This is like the new representation of the users in anonymous network. So yeah, I think that covers it. So maybe I will show now the. This is like our working repository now. This is the management board where like any contributor, anyone interested in throwing ideas, we can start from here, or like there are discussions supported here. We don't have like Discord yet, but we can, like if you have questions or throwing ideas, you can start from there. And there are like a bunch of draft ideas. You can start if you would like contribute. Back to my slides. We have like two other contributors. They are with Mihi, Tarja, and Tsunoku. And yeah, that's it. Thank you.